Georgia's other breakaway region is Abkhazia, and it is also caught up in the conflict. Abkhazia is well west of Ossetia. It's about 20 miles away from the Black Sea resort town of Sochi. Now, Sochi is part of Russia. Sochi is also to host the 2014 Winter Olympic Games. Now, some say the International Olympic Committee should rethink that decision. The World's Amy Bracken has more.
When the IOC picked Sochi as the site of the 2014 Winter Olympics, it couldn't have imagined how controversial that choice would become. Many in the West have been harshly critical of Russia's intervention in Georgia, and some members of Congress are now calling for the IOC to retract its selection in order to punish Russia for invading Georgia and stirring unrest. Pennsylvania Republican Bill Schuster co-chairs the House Georgia Caucus.
When you have countries that recklessly break international law and invade a democratically elected country, it should not be rewarded by having the Olympics there.
Schuster and fellow Pennsylvania Representative Allison Schwartz have drafted a resolution calling on the Olympic Committee to designate a new venue for the 2014 Games. An IOC spokeswoman says the Olympics are not a tool to be used by politicians. But Olympic historian David Walachinsky says this hasn't always been the case.
In fact, the IOC has themselves made very strong political statements in the past. For example, the IOC banned South Africa from the Olympics for 25 years because of the racist policies of the white government there. In addition, as recently as 1992, the IOC banned Yugoslavia from the Olympics, allowed individual athletes to take part, but without the Yugoslav flag, as punishment for Slobodan Milosevic's action.
However, Walachinsky says it's highly unlikely the IOC would reverse its decision in the case of Sochi. Meanwhile, some say those campaigning against Sochi might be making a tense and potentially dangerous situation worse. Tahir Tayarov is a Russian political analyst in Moscow.
It's a bad idea to try to deteriorate the situation, war situation, and use the Olympics as a pretext. I think it's not a good idea. I think that we have to make a compromise. We have to cause more tolerance, respect, and partnership.
Tayarov hopes the opposition to Sochi hosting the Games will simmer down. But the U.S. lawmakers say that as soon as Congress goes back to work this fall, they plan to start lobbying colleagues and the world to change the 2014 Olympic venue. For The World, I'm Amy Bracken.